You're listening to the Medics Impact Podcast, giving you the tips you need to be successful along the path to professional opportunities.
That bell means it's time for episode 14 of the Impact Podcast. Thank you for tuning in today, class. I'm your teacher, the editor-in-chief of the Medics Career Impact blog, Mr. Andrew Bogue. Now, before you start freaking out, no, there will not be a pop quiz at the end of this episode. We will, however, be learning. And we're learning all about, well, learning. Okay, if you're anything like me, the second you got done with school and started your first job, you threw your dusty old books out the window and said sayonara to homework. However, learning is actually a lifelong process, and your professional development shouldn't end just because your student ID expired. That's why we'll be talking to Medics teammates Regina and Madison in just a few moments. They're members of our learning and development team here in Chicago, and they've got great tips for anyone who's looking for ways to improve their knowledge, both inside and outside of the workplace. It's an interview you won't want to miss. So hold on to your hall pass, kids, and be back in your seats in about 30 seconds for our interview with learning and development experts, Regina and Madison. When you find the right job for your career, it's like a light bulb going off in your head. Unfortunately, searching for a job and keeping track of your professional progress can be a complicated, confusing process. That's why Medics created AHA, our digital platform that's changing the way talent are hired. Learn more about our one-stop shop for finding your next job at www.ahaopportunity.com. Have you had your AHA moment yet? And we are back, and I am excited to be joined by our special guest in the studio today from Medics' learning and development team. Thank you for joining the podcast today, Regina and Madison.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having us.
No, thank you for taking the time out of your day to talk today about what you do best, learning and development. So to get us started, I just wanted to share with our listeners a little bit of both of your backgrounds here at Medics. So Regina, you are the Director of Learning Development here at Medics. So could you just sort of explain what goes into your role, how long you've been to the, you know, with the team, and what you do here at Medics?
Yes. So I have been with Medics for just over 10 years. I started out recruiting, worked my way into sales for about 5.5 years, and along the way fell in love with developing people and learning and development, and worked my way into the learning and development team. So what we do here is we really are responsible for all of the learning and development for all the employees at Medics, in making sure that they have the right knowledge, learnings, tools, and resources to make them successful in the job they have today and in their career.
That's great. And Madison, you joined the team as well, transitioning from a different role at Medics, right?
Yeah, so I started off here as a recruiter actually in our IT division, and then about 9 months into my career, I had the opportunity to move on to the learning and development team, and I was really excited about the opportunity to continue to develop my teammates. Like Regina, I'm passionate about making sure that they feel supported and making sure that they know that the resources are out there to help them continue to grow and be successful. So I've been loving working with our subject matter experts here at Medics to bring the right content to both our new hires and then people who are developing in their careers at Medics as well.
Well, it is the perfect time of year to have both of you on the podcast because, as our listeners may or may not know, it is Learning and Development Month.
Yay!
Happy Learning and Development Month, you guys.
Happy Learning and Development Month.
It's my favorite time of year. But you know, could you give us a little bit more insight into what the month is and what exactly does Learning and Development Month mean to you?
Yeah, so to me, it's really just an awareness for everyone to embrace their own professional development and their own learning and development. The beautiful thing about learning is no one can take it away from you, and it's something you can continuously do to strive better both personally and professionally.
So I do think that's interesting because, I don't know, I mean, you go through so many years of education through school, right? And that's the way that we get sort of used to the process of learning. So, you know, I know I all the way from kindergarten up through college, you have this rhythm, you have all these assignments you have to complete, you're reading books constantly, you're being exposed to a lot of different types of learnings, and then you start into a job and it's maybe not so obvious how you keep that process going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the cool thing about learning is that there's so many different ways to do it. Obviously, there's reading, there's finding a mentor, shadowing, and just seeing what other networking and resource opportunities that you have. So there really is no limit. So whichever medium you find the best for yourself is what you can pursue when it comes to learning.
Exactly. It's pretty easy to get started. Pick up a book, find something that interests you, Google, do a search, learn more. And then talk to people about it, mentor and network.
So it's not so much about having to have a formal program that you're a part of. Like I know when I first got out of school and I was, you know, starting in entry-level jobs, I was sort of freaked out that I needed to be part of a college program again, or I needed to get my master's, or I needed some, you know, big bold thing I was doing to continue pushing myself along professionally, because, you know, what do you want to be doing when you're in any position is, you know, getting those promotions, moving up, progressing within your career. And it can be a little intimidating, I think, a lot of times for people to know even, you know, where to start or what to do. But, you know, kind of the idea I'm getting out of this is that it doesn't need to be such a huge formal commitment that you make to yourself to be able to develop like that. It can be little things along the way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is important for you to find an organization that will support you in your development and provide you the right resources, but it's also something that you can take on yourself in small elements. And if I'm being completely truthful here, I actually retain more information that I've sought out and learned myself willingly than what was forced on me.
That's true. There were quite a number of books in school that were forced upon me that I read the spark notes for, but I probably did not retain too much of the information on. So
exactly.
I think that's great. Find something that you're passionate about, because that'll make it stick better and obviously make you more excited to take part in learning. But also finding things that really do relate to your industry, the career you're a part of, or maybe even a career that you're aspiring towards, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, outside of an organizational structure, you know, you can seek out resources online, you know, kind of dig into those readings, maybe even, you know, take workshops or one-off courses in that way. And then within an organization, I know we mentioned a little bit earlier the idea of mentoring. Could you dig in just a little bit on the idea behind that and sort of any other tools that people could be using if there are, you know, within a position at a job and maybe they don't have a learning and development team directly to tap into that can give them the resources they need all the time?
Yes, definitely. So I think mentoring can come in all different shapes and sizes. It's great to mentor with people within your organization that might help elevate you in your role or in the skills that you're doing, because they have the same type of experiences to share upon and work with you on. But I also think that it's good for you to find resources outside of your organization to be mentors, someone to give you a fresh perspective on challenges that you might be facing, or give you unique ideas. And I think mentorship can come from specific skills that you want to work on or improve on. It might just be different types of roles that you and that person play within an organization. So have some fun in finding who those mentors are. You might have several different mentors for different types of areas or elements within you personally. Mm-hmm. And then make sure that mentorship is something that's reciprocated. Everybody can bring something to the table. So it doesn't have to be a mentor-mentee relationship. It can be mutual learnings and mutual conversations where both of you are benefiting.
That's a great point. And I like the idea of mentorship, just for the idea that we can kind of set goals for one another too, because I think that's something that when I think about my own professional development, it's hard for me to set goals for myself. And, you know, maybe I'll read a book that's related to something I'm doing. And then, you know, I get mostly through it, or I complete it and I put it off to the side, and it's not part of a bigger image or plan that I have around my own development. So do you have any tips for either setting goals for yourself or ways to sort of keep your aspirations organized as you're kind of progressing through this professional development path?
Yeah, definitely. Keep the end goal in mind and have frequent conversations around it. So I've noticed when setting goals, it needs to be in front of me. It needs to be something that I'm able to look at and remind myself every day, this is what I'm hoping to accomplish. And I can track my progress on how I'm accomplishing it. And also having other people know of what my goals are. When I'm able to actually talk to someone else about it, there's some more accountability for me personally to do it because I'm having the conversations with other people who also know what that end goal is.
It's true. I mean, it can be a little intimidating to say your goals out loud and to put them in front of other people, but that's when they become real, right? When they're out there and there's, really people keeping you, accountable and sticking to a plan. I like that.
And I've seen some people will have goals posted on their computer that they see every day. Some people I've heard will put their goals on the mirror, so when they're getting ready in the morning, they see it. Mine is actually on my refrigerator, which must mean I tend to go to my refrigerator more than anything, but that's where I keep my goals.
That's a good idea. I should probably start doing that rather than, pushing my goals deep, deep down inside my brain and then hoping I forget about them. So we have so many tools to kind of keep us on track, or maybe keep us off track if you're like me and you're just browsing through your social media profiles on your phone all the time. But there are a lot of different tools out there, right, in 2018 to be able to, keep that professional development going and keep your goals on track. So do you have any suggestions about, just making sure that you're getting a variety of learning and development resources into the mix? Because like you said, you can read one book and toss it off to the side and not really retain it. So how would you recommend people go around, kind of getting a mix and a variety in their development?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been seeing that the blended learning approach is really the best thing for adult learners in order to retain information. If you're learning something through one medium, it's more often than not likely that you're not going to remember it or truly retain it. So our suggestion there would be to make sure that you're getting it through multiple different mediums and practicing it. So whether that's something in the sales or recruiting space, it might be something like role plays or quizzing your teammates and things of that nature. We're seeing a jump in gamification. So if there's a way for you to create a game or find a game out there where you can practice your skills with that, that's been successful for adult learners who are looking to develop any of their skills. So that's what we've seen, is just figure out what you want to learn and then try to get it not only through one medium, but reinforce through multiple as well. So, for example, if that's a book that you're reading, you would read the book or read a portion of the book and then find a support group or a book club where you can discuss that with someone else who's read it as well.
That makes a lot of sense, because even just think about back to being in school and your teachers didn't put a book on the desk and then say, all right, take a test, and expect you to have everything built into your brain. There were quizzes along the way, there were worksheets, there were projects, there were presentations, and you're stimulating your brain in different ways that I think that the second we get out of school, we're like, yes, I don't have to do that anymore. And you forget that there's a reason behind the variety and stimulating your brain in those different ways. So I like that idea of coming at it from a variety of angles to keep it interesting for yourself, to get others involved, and to really have that stick in your brain.
You can increase your retention of information from 20% to 90% just by hearing, seeing, speaking, and doing.
So maybe reading a blog and listening to a podcast?
Exactly.
Wow, mind blown. We're doing it. We're changing the world. Well, thank you guys for joining us on the podcast today. I said we're celebrating Learning and Development Month. We're so glad that we could have your team on to just share some basics about keeping that professional development going throughout the life of someone's career. Before we leave today, I want to see, do you have any one last piece of advice for anyone listening that really wants to make a commitment this year and beyond to their own professional development and learning?
just keep seeking out more knowledge. The more opportunities you give yourself to learn, the more chances you actually are going to learn it.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining today, guys.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Medics Impact Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and access our full catalog of professional development articles on the Medics Career Impact blog.